Unseen Beings, How We Forgot the World is More Than Human, by Eric Jumpa Anderson. Introduction, The Call of the Unseen. One of the recurring philosophical questions is, does a falling tree in the forest make a sound when there is no one to hear? Which says something about the nature of philosophers, because there is always someone in a forest. It may only be a badger, wondering what that cracking noise was. Terry Pratchett. Why is this a recurring philosophical question? It is because, without humans around, we struggle to imagine any meaningful experience of awareness in a place like a forest. It's an environment, a location, a colorful backdrop for our human dramas. But surely it is humans who give it meaning. Even though a falling tree would be sensorially perceived by not only animals, but even plants and other trees, many of us still wonder if sound even exists without a human around to perceive it. But the human-centered story is killing us. We've become so enraptured by its illusions that we hardly even notice its presence or the devastating impact it has had on the quality of life on Earth. Not merely for ourselves, but for all the countless beings with whom we share the world. This is a book about transcending anthropocentrism. Human-centrism, the belief that Homo sapiens are the most important, significant, and central entities in the universe, and creating a better future. But before we can ever hope to move forward with wisdom, we first need the clarity afforded by hindsight. Thus, this book isn't simply a manifesto for change, but a diagnostic exploration of the roots of our climate crisis. If we can better understand the wrong turns of the past, we might manage to avoid making the same choices in the future. Our future remains ours to create, and by us, I don't just mean humans. In reflecting on falling trees, it should be noted that, according to UN estimates, we are losing around 10 million hectares of the world's forests annually, including millions of hectares of tropical primary rainforest. That has a real impact on our world. But even in earnest conversations about climate change, we rarely consider the impact of our actions on other than human beings. We instead see so much of what we do as a gathering of resources that has no real connection with morality. We have trained ourselves over thousands of years to unsee plants and animals as conscious entities. They have no meaning beyond our needs. We may speak of saving the planet, but we usually just mean guarding the storehouse, not supporting the welfare of living beings. To come to a different way of seeing and behaving, we need more than facts and data. We already have the data. We have
sample complete. Ready to continue?